American Indian artists have converged on Santa Fe, New Mexico for more than 8 decades to sell their work at a showcase called the Indian Market. It's the largest event of its kind. This year, more than 1,000 artists were there, but NPR's Joshua Brockman reports that the recession has slowed things down a bit.
It's bumper-to-bumper traffic at dawn as artists inch along in their cars and trucks to set up their booths on Santa Fe's plaza. And there's some anxiety mixed in with the cool mountain air.
Did you have concerns about the economy coming into this?
Yes, because we watched the stock market.
That's Navajo jeweler Daryl Begay. He and his wife Rebecca had just won the Best of Show Award for a concho belt with elaborate silver figures. It's a prestigious honor at Indian Market, which began in 1922. It's long been a magnet for the presentation and sale of authentic American Indian art. The event is a juried exhibition, and all of the artists are here by invitation. At preview the night before, a group of drummers from Jemez Pueblo welcomed the crowd of artists, museum curators, and tourists, including Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Early Saturday morning, Hopi artist Tehran Polekwaptewa from Second Mesa, Arizona, hangs up his hand-carved katsina dolls. They're made from cottonwood roots. He says some of his doubts about how he would fare lifted before he arrived.
About 2 weeks prior to the show, I received phone calls and letters, and the guys actually are waiting for me to show up, so hopefully that'll help me out a lot. So I'm actually more or less just delivering dolls.
Collectors also flock to Robert Tenorio. He's a Santo Domingo potter who's been showing his work at Indian Market for more than 45 years. He sold his three largest pieces by 7 a.m.
I fired those ones upside down so that the wood would touch and give its own fire scales onto there.
Tenorio invites people to witness how he still uses his grandmother's methods for firing pots outdoors.
People come to my house, and it works out very well for me. When they see the fire and they buy so-called hot off the grill.
By mid-morning, the Begays sold their prize-winning belt for more than $18,000. In past years, top artists like the Begays would typically sell out right away. Mike Eagle is a veteran collector. He's chairman of the National Board of the Eitelgeorg Museum of American Indians and Western Art in Indianapolis.
But people are being a little bit more cautious because they're not quite sure where the economy's going.
Santa Fe estimates that Indian Market brings in more than $80 million in revenue. And Bruce Bernstein, who heads up the Southwestern Association for Indian Arts, the organization that put the event together, says the financial impact is critical for the artists, too.
Most artists make 60 to 80% of their yearly income. And that can range from a four-figure salary to six figures, a healthy six figures, and everything in between.
Prior to Market, Bernstein had advised artists to tailor their pieces for the lean economy by creating more affordable works. But still, this year some artists didn't sell anything. In the end, potter Robert Tenorio did well. Just as Market's about to close, a couple from Texas rushes over to check out a pot with deer hunter designs. They buy it right on the spot. Tenorio and his nephew Howard wrap up the remaining pieces and look at how they did.
This should take care of us for the whole year. No more no cat nights, say what they want.
Then Howard wheels the pots back to their car. So how's the market for Indian arts? It's a bumpy road. Joshua Brockman, NPR News.